Live can do a little bit of this first. Here we go.
Sometimes you gotta drink about somebody that ain't gonna bring them back. Sometimes you gotta cry and miss somebody.
You know what's coming up, right? Here we go.
You have all felt like that. If it's something that you gotta get over, but you just can't get over. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of a cab or on a subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody.
There he is.
On a midnight street.
Everybody, that is Morgan Evans. And if you look at the screen right now, that is Morgan Evans that I'm chatting with today. And of course, Kiss Somebody, song that you can hear all the time right here at 92.1 The Wolf. And let's say good morning to Morgan Evans. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Skip. How are you?
Doing well. Right off the top, man, the accent's cool. I'm just saying, that's the cool. That's the coolness of this.
Thanks, mate. I've been here for 8 years now, but we just did a 6-week tour in Australia. I think we got back like 3 weeks ago. So I think accent is back, you know?
You know, I have to ask, you talk about a 3-week tour in Australia. Do you fly commercial or they throw you on a private jet?
To Australia? Definitely commercial, dude. we ain't had that many hits yet.
Well, you've had a few, and one of those right there, Kiss Somebody. It's Morgan Evans, and thank you for joining the Wolfcast today. And we're going to be talking about you. We're going to talk about the fact that coming up here real soon on November 3rd, you're going to be in the area, upstate New York. I will warn you, you may want to bring a jacket and dress a little bit. Who knows what the weather's going to be like, but it's early November around here. It could be snowing. Just giving you that heads up. So
it is getting to that time of year. I am notorious too for showing up places without any warm clothes. Being an Australian, it's not the first thing I think of when I go somewhere. We played in Germany earlier this year in February, and I went to Morocco with a couple of my mates beforehand, and we were surfing in Morocco and just being tourists where it was really warm. And we flew into Munich. We flew into Hamburg where it was just complete snowstorm. And the warmest thing I had was a shirt. I think I eventually wound up getting a jacket when we had time a couple of days later, but I just ended up wearing my drummer's clothes for a couple of days, which was good for me, not so good for him.
Yeah. Well, being from Australia, I think they're just coming off their winter season, correct?
Yeah. It's starting to warm up over there now.
Yeah. And it's going to get colder here, but let's talk about you a little bit. Where were you born in Australia?
I was born in Newcastle, which is it's 2 hours north of Sydney on the east coast, and it's a shipping town. It's the biggest port on the east coast of Australia, and traditionally it started as a steel making town, but then the steel place shut down and they found coal, so it's a big coal kind of port now. But they make wine there as well, and there's great beaches, and it's a good combination of all the different parts of life that I dig. So.
Yeah, I know you just said you were there a few weeks ago, but how often do you get that opportunity to go back home?
Yeah, well, I mean, we were there a few weeks ago, but it was full on work time. So there wasn't heaps of time to hang out with mates. But I go back at Christmas for sure. And then that's kind of been it the last few years. But I want to go down there and spend more time. It's just hard though, mate. Like it's not like you can go for the weekend, you know?
Right.
Full 24 hours to get there and a full 24 hours to come back. So
that's the whole weekend.
Yeah, you got to be kind of really intentional about it and have the time to be able to disappear for a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool. I had a niece that spent some time in Australia, and she had nothing good to say, or everything good to say, nothing bad about it at all. And just talking about the outback and all that, and it was so very, very cool. I did a little bit of research, and apparently the song that got it started for you, and correct me if I'm wrong, it was Like a Tornado way back in the day, right? Is that the one that over in Australia, that was a big hit?
Yeah, that was on my first full-length record in Australia, and I don't think it ever came out in America. I hadn't been here at that point, so... Yeah, that was on my first record. There was a couple of songs before that on EPs, and singles, but that was the first single from the self-titled record down there. Yeah, that's a deep cut over here, dude.
Yeah. Well, I was doing some research. It shows I did a little bit of homework. I don't do a lot of homework, maybe just a little bit, just to find out a few tidbits. But when did you get signed over here in the States? How long ago was that?
It was 2017. So I was on Warner in Australia, and then when I moved here, and we'd made, I think we'd made about half that first record. We made Kiss Somebody and Day Drunk and Dance With Me, a couple other songs. And then when we had those songs, we moved the deal from Australia to Nashville.
And was that just like a transition? So you were already signed. You didn't have to go through the whole process again.
A little bit of both. Yeah. It was like, I really liked the Warner team here in Nashville, and I'd kind of got to know them. And so when they heard the music, they were like, okay, cool. Yeah, let's do that. And thankfully, internally, it worked really well. Just the people that were working in Warner at the time made that happen. So, a lot of credit goes to them for making that kind of seamless for me, I guess.
Yeah. Now, Kiss Somebody was the one that really put you on the map here in the States, correct?
Yeah, that was the first one here, and it's been an epic ride with that one. Thanks to people like you for spreading the word. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you're coming to town. You're making your way to the Northeast, and hopefully you've got other gigs up here so you can route everything together, which makes it a little bit easier on you. But November 3rd, you'll wake up here in central New York on the bus, I would assume, unless you're flying in that day. And, what can we expect from a Morgan Evans show?
Man, the show has grown into something that I've never felt before. It's a very connected show. That's what I've been experiencing all over the world, played all over the world. And it's not necessarily different in different parts of the world. It's just like this range of emotions that I feel like I've been through in the last however many years.
And, I said we weren't going to go there, but that's okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not like I don't like talk about it or anything. It's as these songs come together, and it's just, there's a lot of great times and then there's some low times. And, you know, I've lost some people really close to me over the years too. And I've always written about my life. And so I feel like by the end of this show, it's an uplifting, hopeful feeling at the end, but it's definitely a ride. And the feeling at the end of these shows is the best feeling I've ever had in a room playing music before. It's such a positive and uplifting feeling. And it's nice to be in the middle of a show and also be looking forward to that feeling at the end at the same time for me. And I feel like people are having that same experience that come to the shows.
You know, I know your emotions have been running high on a whole lot of different levels, but when you came out with Over For You, it was like, wow. And I think it was you on the keyboards. Were you on a beach? I'm trying to think of the video. When I saw the video, I went, wow. And of course, you know, your team was pushing it to radio, and it was like, this is just wow. Three letters, wow.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I mean,
it's the emotions, dude. I mean, you think you touched the hearts of so many people, and we know it was coming from your heart.
Yeah, that's all I know to do. So, that song's been a wild ride too, and it showed actually something that I hadn't felt before as well. Just in a single song, was like how you can write something that feels so personal. I mean, there's no personal words necessarily in there; it's all sort of generic language, but something that feels so personally connects so widely. And man, the amount of people I've heard from, I hear from every day that are going through something like that.
Yep.
Unfortunately, you know, people break up, people get divorced all the time. And that song seems to be something that helps them through it, or it helps understand how they're feeling as they're going through it. And I've heard from a lot of women, but I've heard from a lot of dudes too, which is just an interesting kind of, like, to be able to have conversations like that with guys that are going through something. I think, I don't know. I grew up in a really working class town in Australia. Like, talking about that stuff out loud with other guys is not something.
No, I know. You think it would be weird, but we all have a heart, and we all have emotions, and we all have relationships. We all have all that's going on. I've been there. And I can listen to the music and go, yeah, that's how I felt, or that was me. And that's what's so important about that. Do you do a lot of covers or anything like that when you get on stage, or do you have a favorite cover?
We sneak one in now and then.
Yeah.
My favorite covers, but my favorite song, I think, is either All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
We're talking to a dude here. Come on.
Or Somebody Like You, the Keith Urban song. Somebody Like You. That song is, and I feel like that song, that might be the perfect song to me. I still love playing that one. No, we don't play it on this show or anything like that, but we sneak little bits of songs into the show. I don't want to ruin the surprise of the show, but
no, I don't want you to either. Yeah. But just, you know, it kind of gives us an idea that we might be in for some surprises, and who knows what's going to happen. You just got done saying a dude talking to a dude, and here we're talking about Mariah Carey's Christmas tunes. So.
I'm very comfortable, mate, and we're almost into that season, you know.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. By the way, I didn't ask you in the beginning, where are you right now?
I'm at home in Nashville.
Really? Yeah. You don't have to tell me exactly where, but what side of town are you on?
I'm just a little north of town.
Okay. Okay. I have some friends that actually do business in Nashville. They live in Nashville, and that's why I was asking. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But how often do you get to spend time at home?
Oh, dude, I was about to say that. I haven't really been here very often. I moved into this place in, I think, May, and I wouldn't have spent 30 nights here.
I see all the decorations on the wall behind you. It's pretty white.
I really put some effort into
this. At least I got Brad Paisley looking over my shoulder here. So, and you put
that's
fun. Anyway, now it's
that's a funny bit.
It's a dude to a dude. Yeah, that's it, exactly. All you need is a bathroom, a closet, and a bed. You're happy. So
exactly.
Oh man, this is great. So you're coming to town on November 3rd. You're going to be at Kegs. Is there anything new coming out from Morgan Evans?
Well, we just put out "Thank God She's a Country Girl," which is a rework of the John Denver song "Thank God I'm a Country Boy," which I grew up listening to. A lot of people ask me like, what? How'd you get into country music in Australia? And the same way everyone gets into any music, I guess, like their parents listen to it, right? You don't have a choice when you're a kid what you listen to. And thankfully, my parents had good music taste. So I grew up on a lot of John Denver. And I had that idea earlier this year to, what if we reworked this John Denver song and made it Thank God She's a Country Girl? And that's just so fun. It's been so fun to play the last... I mean, it came out 2 weeks ago, so we've been playing it 2 weeks, and that's super fun. And in keeping with the Christmas theme of this conversation, there may be a Christmas tune coming before the end of the year too.
Why not party? Just dropped a whole Christmas album yesterday. So I guess Morgan. Yeah, I mean it's that time.
Who did?
John Party.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just look it up. I saw it in my prep that he dropped it yesterday. So yeah, it's never too early for that. People love Christmas music. So that's a lot of fun. Tell me about your band a little bit. These guys you play with all the time, the same guys.
Yeah, I love these dudes. If you saw me perform between 2017 and 2021, you probably saw me solo with a loop pedal, making all the sounds myself. But, I feel like, you know, in COVID, a lot of people got the chance to reassess their lives and how they were doing it. And I just remember the reason I got into music was not to be a singer-songwriter or anything like that. Like, I got into music so I could be in a band. And so I put this band together. It's a fella from New York, actually, New York State. A fella named Pete Wilson, and a guitar player named Gideon Bowley, and a bass player named Andrew Brown.
Okay.
These fellas it really does feel like a band out there. We're all really good mates. We love playing music. They're all exceptional at their instruments. But when we get on stage, it's just a good time.
It sounds like it's going to be a great time. We've been chatting with Morgan. I don't know if you see it on your end, but I'm getting a network connection is lost thing, but it's going to come right back. There it is. So Morgan Evans is coming up at Kegs. He's going to be on that big stage. I think you're going to be on the indoor stage. Let's hope. November 3rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, bring more than a t-shirt. So I know us guys, we can talk dude to dude. We travel very light. I took a trip over the weekend and just had my backpack. Pair of socks, pair of underwear, some jeans, and a t-shirt. I was happy. So, but Yeah, kegscanalside.net, by the way, is where you can get your tickets. And I do have another question, and a lot of people ask me this, and I don't have an answer for it. How does somebody like you, being Australian, you have that accent, and I'm sure a lot of people ask you, how come we don't hear that a lot in the music? How do you cover that up? How does, you know, sometimes you can't tell. But yet when you and I are having a conversation, it's like, hey, mate, you know, and it's like, wow. How do you do that?
Man, it's funny. I can sing in an Australian accent, but I have to try. And I think it's because just all the music I grew up singing was in an American accent. Even that, like the Beatles and the Stones and all the like the English, great English bands, all still sing in an American accent. And when I moved here, I kept getting asked that question. So I looked it up. There's actually some videos on YouTube that talk about the way that the American accent approaches vowel sounds is more pleasing to the human ear. So I don't know if it's a natural thing or honestly, I think it's probably just because I sang along to so many Garth Brooks, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Glen Campbell records that that's just what it sounds like when I sing.
Now, all those artists that you just mentioned, they were really big in Australia as well with the, you know, with the country music. I mean, it's pretty much just like it was here or is.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Nitty Gritty Dirt Band were huge in Australia. I'm not sure if they came down very often, but Garth definitely. Glen Campbell definitely. And obviously Keith Urban. I saw him play when I was 15 or something like that. And that was like the light bulb moment of like, where the hell did that come from, you know? Mm-hmm. I think the best way to describe country music in Australia is kind of like Texas. You know, in Texas they have Texan country music, but then still all the big stuff from Nashville is still the big stuff. It's kind of like that.
If you weren't being a country artist, a country star that you are now, what do you think you would be doing?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I know. It's a good question, though. Think about it.
Yeah, I had a couple other. I tried a couple other things. I was no good at it. So I'm really glad that this is working out.
It's working out really well. Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Yes, the first song I ever wrote, I wrote it because we had a gig. I was 13, and I started a band with my best mate since I was 5. He played drums in the school band, and we forced my 11-year-old brother to learn bass guitar, and we got a gig at the school music night, and I wrote a song called Life, because at the age of 13, you know a lot about life, obviously, and I think it involved, like, it was a stolen Metallica riff from the like for the verse, and then it was something else. It had kicking the bucket in the chorus somewhere. Like it was pretty rough. It was a pretty rough old song.
I was gonna ask, did it suck or was it really good?
Nah, for sure sucked. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sure. Usually when I ask that question, it's like, yeah, they'll give me an answer. Yeah, I remember the song, but it really sucked. So
yeah. There's no magic to go on. That's what
I love it. Morgan, it's been a great little chat with you. Appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come on. I know there's a little bit of a time difference, but really only an hour. I guess it's not that bad. But, you know, I want you to relax, enjoy home. And we're going to see you in a couple weeks. It'll be at Kegs Canal Side November 3rd, kegscanalside.net for tickets. And, hey, it's going to be a party. I'll be there. I'll be doing the presents for you. And I can't wait to say hello. And, you know, we'll hang. Have a cold one together. I don't know. A cold, is that what, that's, are you a beer drinker or would you rather do some?
Oh, yeah, I like a beer. I like some tequila. I like whatever you're ready for. I'm in, dude. It'll be good to see you.
A little bit of tequila. There you go. All right, Morgan Evans, thanks for joining us here today. Thanks for coming on the Wolfcast. And we'll see you at Kegs in just a couple of weeks.
Thanks, mate. See you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye. That